I'm Dejan Sretenović, curator. We are in front of the Pavilion Yugoslavia, which is now Serbia and Montenegro project for the Biennale.
Can you describe the project, please?
It's based on a research of the history of modern art. It's consisting of two projects. One is the International Exhibition of Modern Art, Armory Show, 2013, with a special guest appearance of the Alfred Bowers Museum of Modern Art, New York. So it's a kind of an ethnographic research to the history of modern art.
From a futuristic perspective?
Well, dating and antedating is an important element in understanding this project, but on the first glance it looks like copies, but if you take a closer look and start thinking about it, then you will see that it's about transformation of a copy into original, something familiar into something unfamiliar. So basically this project is questioning the main institutional narratives of modern art. Of course, both of them are connected with the United States, of course.
Okay, can we take a walk inside then? So, around the walls are
masterpieces.
Masterpieces. Kossuth, Mondrian, Picabia, Duchamp, Matisse, Kandinsky. The artist, as I'm told when I come to the door, wishes to remain anonymous.
It's completely irrelevant. Who is the author? This is a private collection, except for the Museum of Modern Art, which is in the collection of Karl Ernst Osthaus Museum in Hagen, in Germany. So, because this project is indicating how the artist is just a role you're playing within the system. So that's why the notion of authorship is completely irrelevant for the understanding of this project.
True, but by saying that the artist wishes to remain unknown, it becomes a very big issue, doesn't it?
No, there is no mystery in it. Once there was an artist living in Belgrade who was doing copies and that kind of stuff, but then he disappeared from the scene. So some people think that he might be connected with this, but it's, as I say, completely irrelevant. So that's all I can say.
As one comes into the room, you can immediately spot this and this and this.
Yes.
And you know straight away, okay, they're copies. And then what you said was, but on closer inspection, you realize that they're part of a transformation. Can you talk a little bit more about this?
Yes, because when you take a look at years, you will see something strange. Mondrian's painting in the 60s, Duchamp's ready-mades from the early 90s, Cezanne's Beta from 2006. So if you really want to understand this properly, you should go step backwards from the whole institutional system of art history and try to see how it functions. Then you will see that it's a system which is based on dispositions of subjects, objects and notions in this field, made on a quite arbitrary foundation, because of course certain painting could be painted and verified that it's painting in that year by that author, but we also know that copying has always been regarded in the Western artistic tradition as a secondary discipline, as something which has no author, and copies always in the shadow of the original. Walter Benjamin, of course, wrote about this, but this is completely turning this paradigm upside down and showing how copy can transform itself into original and say much more about the context in which original is placed and made than the original itself, if you look at it phenomenologically, just like painting.
So when you come in, there is a catalogue and a small book.
Yes, this is an integral part of the project, these two books. Yeah.
And one word that jumped out was the word ethnographic.
Yes.
I see that there is a definitely analytical process going on here.
Ethnography as a discipline reconstructs things, objects, reconstructs the whole milieu of certain foreign cultures. We know this ethnographic tradition in the West taking place from the late 19th century up to now. So if you are going to reconstruct artifacts from the other culture, you're taking ethnographic point of view. So in a way, it has that ethnographic flavor. And as we all know, ethnographic reconstruction is never precise. It's always ideologically burdened. So these are the connections with the ethnographic procedure.
So coming to your role as a curator and the shifting perspective, let's say, of this particular pavilion, can you tell me about what your process as curator was and your decision-making?
First of all, this is the third time I'm curating this project. It was shown twice before in Belgrade, and I curated both. But this time, the decision of the curatorial team, together with the, of course, commissioner, when we took a look at the subject of the Biennale proposed by Bonami, Dreams and Conflicts, Viewer's Dictatorship, then we realized that this is the right stuff. As a kind of an answer for the problem proposed by Bonami. And you have dreams, you have conflicts here, you have something which each viewer coming to see contemporary art must know, because this is history of modern art. We thought it would fit perfectly into the concept and question it at the same time. Especially on the other side, there is something which is connected with the very title of this exhibition. It's, the official name is International Exhibition of Art, Biennale di Venezia. And now in a national pavilion, you have the International Exhibition of Modern Art. So it questions the old-fashioned concept of Biennale, which was established in the 19th century when nations were presenting their national art. But it was before the advent of modern art. With the modern art, events like Armory Show, Laffert Barr's Museum of Modern Art, internationalist paradigm of modern art has been definitely established. So it's quite interesting to have it here in the pavilion of Yugoslavia, of the country which does not exist anymore, and which was burdened with nationalism, that we now have the international project and no Yugoslav or Serbian artists here in this show, which is also interesting.
Except for perhaps the mystery copyist. You have curated this show twice before in Belgrade.
No.
Have you noticed a distinct difference in reception in Belgrade and here, or what have the differences been?
First, it was shown in Belgrade in 1986. At that time, I did not curate that. And it was a big shock. It was a period of so-called postmodernism. Everybody misinterpreted this project like appropriation art, which is not. But it was the wrong context for this project. Then it was much better recognized when it was shown in Ljubljana, in Slovenia. And it did some influence on the Neue Slowenische Kunst and the events on Slovenian cultural scene. The context of reading is quite important. So I think this is the most appropriate context for reading this, Biennale di Venezia. Because in Serbia and in Belgrade, of course, a lot of people understand it and appreciate it. But now I'm confident after this first day that it needs wider perspective than local one. That's why it was not properly understood in Belgrade, definitely. For me, it's quite interesting that the project, which has been done 16 years ago, is much more actual now than it was at that time. It's something quite interesting.